I appreciate the kind words that have been said. I ask you to continue to pray for me. I'm probably the last person that needs to be standing here. But if it's the Lord's will, I'd like to say a few things. And I just pray that what feeble words that I have would be praising to Him and edifying to the body. When I was younger, my mom and dad had enrolled me in art class. And I had a wonderful art instructor who taught me all of the specifics and techniques of painting, as well as pottery and clay, stained glass, ink, stenciling, drawing, you name it. And I often think back to those times and think about specific instances in our lives or specific periods of time that have occurred with a group as brushstrokes in an overall painting. And so I'd like to think, to reflect back just a little bit of the past 6 months or so that we've had, and I can talk to some of the experiences that I've had. But I want us to think about things in terms of the overall painting, not just the specific brush strokes that have occurred. If you rewind back to May or so, you know, there's a few things in my life that are very dear to me. My wife, my family, my beautiful daughter. But the church is also a very crucial part of it. And the church was struggling. And something that close to me and something that dear, it really leaves you somewhat unstable. And I started to realize that whatever I was standing on, whatever I had put my trust in, was cracked. And even during that time, I really didn't go to the Lord directly. I didn't petition Him. I didn't pray as much as I should have. I feel like in some regards, I was relying on my own understanding. But in late May, we went to the hospital for a routine checkup on Bobby Joe and Audrey. And we found that there was an irregularity in her heartbeat. The doctor said, it's nothing to worry about. There's no, you know, this is a fairly normal thing. It usually goes away on its own, but we're going to send you down for some tests. And so we went down, and we did an ultrasound. Everything came back fine, but there were signs that Bobby Joe was going into early labor. And so they decided that they would just keep us overnight and induce by 4 a.m. And as I got towards 4 a.m. or so, by 3:30, I guess, she had already pretty much gone into labor. But later on, around 12, the doctor came in and said, you know, things are looking fine. We're going to plan for the birth around 4 p.m. And, you know, everything should be fine. Nurses came in for a quick routine procedure. And things went quickly awry. Audrey's heart rate dropped. She got into a situation where they couldn't find her heartbeat anymore. and they had to go into emergency C-section. We went to the operating room, and the nurse said, "Sir, I need you to sit here." And I sat down and I watched as my life went down the hallway. And in that moment, I was forced to fervently pray, to fervently petition my Lord for help. And thankfully, He answered my prayers. And the next Sunday, I came to church and Elder Chris Krauss was here. It's his first visit. And Elder Chris preached on Proverbs 3, verse 5. So I'd like to reflect back to these scriptures. Proverbs 3, and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. When Elder Chris spoke those words and gave us this account of Solomon giving wise wisdom to his son, it just struck me that I had forgotten where I was to put my trust in. That I needed to put my trust in the Lord. Not in myself. Not in the things of this world. Not in my education. Not in my job. Not in my boss. And nothing else but the Lord. And later on, the following Sunday, Elder Chase Harrison, now Elder Chase Harrison, came. And he preached from Isaiah 59. So in Isaiah 59 in verse 1, he said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear." See, there was nothing that the Lord did to separate from me. It was me. It was my sins. My own stubborn ways. My thoughts. My ideas. I was responsible. But as we think to these specific instances that occurred, I view them as mere brushstrokes. And you'll see the same overall theme recur over and over and over again in the Bible. Where there's a separation, the Lord steps in, He brings us together. There's a separation, the Lord steps in, He brings us together. And even if you look at the overall theme of the Bible as a whole, when Adam was in the garden, and he ate of the fruit, and there was that separation. The Lord could no longer look upon him, could no longer look upon his sin. But He gave His Son to die for us, and he reconciled the difference. And in some sweet day, the end result of that will be pure, unadulterated, unaltered, joyful peace forever. As we think about these things, as we think about this small brushstroke that's just happened in the history of our church, just remember that it's just a period of time to give us the comfort in knowing what our Lord and Savior has done for us. Sure, there was separation, there was division, but the Lord stepped in. He answered prayers. He's brought us together in unity and peace. I thank you for your attention.